Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad, just Brian Haydad here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining me here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. Appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. If you're not in Starkville, if you're not in Tupelo, it's not a problem. Just go to the website, strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Get it shipped right to your door. You can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning with a quick trip to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that. Oh, that's right. He's not here. That beef, it is what's for dinner. We are in the middle of the best time of year to grill. Beautiful weather out here on the weekends. Man, Saturday was a great day for grilling out there. And it's going to be like that all summer long. And I encourage you to make beef the star of the show each and every weekend. If you want to do it quick with some burgers or steaks, fantastic. But if you want to go big with a brisket or a tri-tip or picanha, nobody shows up to the cookout mad when beef is the star of the show. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything maroon and white, everything Mississippi State at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now, more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to a banker that knows you by name, a banker that you can trust, a banker that you're only going to find at Priority One Bank. If you live in central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Carl will be back with us tomorrow. He is a traveling man this summer. He's young. He's single. Let the man enjoy life, I say. But he'll be back the rest of the week. Not here today, though. He was en route to his destination today, which is a shame because he's going to miss this. I wouldn't go so far as to say it's a recruiting heater, right? Because by and large, you know, the thing that Mississippi State has done over the past, you know, 5-6 years especially, is they've gotten a bunch of commitments, but from a lot of these guys, the best offer on the table is Mississippi State. So I don't necessarily know how many true contributors they're getting. But since the month of June has started, Mississippi State has been picking up commitments. It started on June 5th with the addition of Zion Wesley, a big offensive lineman out of Edna Carr. Here's what I know about Edna Carr. That's a big-time football program down in the state of Louisiana, down in New Orleans. State got a lineman from there last year, the Leon Noyal kid. And now they bring in one of his teammates, Zion Wesley. And can you have too many big bodies? Probably not. Will he ever be a contributor? Who's to say? So that was on June 5th. June 8th, you pick up commitment from Julian McDonald, a 3-star cornerback out of Mobile, Alabama, Williamson High School. On the 9th, another corner. My apologies if I mispronounce this. Jaylind, J-apostrophe-L-Y-N-N-D. Jaylind is what I'm going to go with. I don't know for sure. Kello out of Willis, Texas, Willis High School, another 3-star kid from the state of Texas. Looking at his offer sheet, Oklahoma State, Iowa State, Arkansas, BYU. Yeah, so some decent Power 5 numbers, or Power 4 members, I should say. So that's on June 9th. Then today, the 14th, State's picked up 3 commitments to this point. Kevontae Pitts, a defensive back out of Nashville, committed early this morning, as did, where's that kid at? Aiden Coleman, there he is. A 3-star linebacker out of Louisville High School, Louisville, Mississippi. And then the big one for today is Yoshon Hudson out of Winona, a 4-star running back. Mississippi State now, if you're going to find this is something we've been talking about for the past few couple years, right? Is if anybody on staff has earned their keep from a recruiting standpoint, it's Anthony Tucker, who just continues to find talented guys. You know, he brought in J.J. Hill and Cooper Crosby last year, has done well in the portal, getting Devon Booth, getting Fluff Bothwell, and now he's got 2 4-star guys committed. You know, there's a this year in the state of Mississippi, we have some big-time running backs, of which, you know, these two guys are among them. If you look at the top 12 players in the state, number 8, number 9, number 10, and number 12 are all running backs. 2 of them are committed to Mississippi State, 1 to Michigan, 1 to Miami. So between Christian Alexander and Yoshon Hudson, J.J. Hill and Cooper Crosby from this previous class, you're starting to see, you know, the future of running back at Mississippi State is very bright, in my opinion. There are rumors circulating of another commitment to come. I will, of which I've already gotten confirmation, but I will allow. And by the time you listen to this, it's very possible that will be out there. But I'll let the kid make his announcement. But there's always two ways to look at things, right, guys? There's State needed to pick up some commitments. They needed a little momentum on the recruiting trail. Maybe today gave them a little bit of that, and maybe that could turn into a couple of more higher profile commitments. But by and large, Mississippi State, you know, continues to look at the high school recruiting as, you know, we'll take some potential guys, some guys maybe with some upside, but it doesn't, you know, and if they are going to get the big time guys, the guys with a lot of offers, they're going to wait until late in the process to do that. So my guess is, and it's just a guess, I obviously can't tell you for sure, when you look at the top guys in the state of Mississippi right now, if State has an outside shot with any of them, it's going to be later in the process that they would consider Mississippi State. State, you know, and that's definitely a flip, no pun intended, from the way things have been done in the past. Mississippi State, and you Mullen, Moorhead, Leach, always was filling up the class and then holding on for dear life, really, at the end. Leach had a little bit more of safety at the end. I think, you know, after that first year where MJ Daniels and Malik Nabers flipped on him, he got a little bit smarter about the way things are done with Ole Miss, especially. But under Lebby, you know, State has been able to close strong, and that's something that, you know, they haven't necessarily done. I will say, you know, just looking at this class and the ones that are committed to Mississippi State, obviously you love the running backs. You feel like you feel like between Hill, Crosby, Alexander, and Hudson, you've got 4 guys that for the foreseeable future will carry the load. And you know, you can't in this offense, especially think about how successful Ole Miss was with the committee that they had, when they had Henry Parrish and Snoop Connor and Jerrion Ealy. Everybody got a good number of carries. Everybody got the ball, and they made it work. And then you added a running threat quarterback to that, and things took off for you. So that's going to probably be the foreseeable future for Mississippi State. Would I like to see State get involved? I mean, with these defensive linemen, you've got, if you look at the top 5 players in the state, you've got 3 defensive linemen and 2 offensive linemen. Let's see, one of them is 100% committed, crystal balled to Alabama. One's 100% crystal balled to Ole Miss. One's already committed to Ole Miss. He's from Ackerman. The number 1 guy is from Louisville. The number 4 guy doesn't have any crystal balls or anything, but he is from Tupelo. Don't know how much he's considering Mississippi State. And then from Poplarville, you got a defensive lineman. He's 100% crystal balled to Florida State. This is Mississippi State. Fletcher Cox, Chris Jones, Jeffrey Simmons, Montez Sweat, Preston Smith, all these guys who've played, you know, Danico Autry, guys who played in the NFL. This was supposed to be State's bread and butter, and they can't get any traction with these guys. Now, maybe that'll change late. As I said, later in the process, maybe Mississippi State, you know, has the kind of season they want to have, finds a way to get some wins this year, build some positive momentum. Another year with Zach Arnett and Matt Brock doing the recruiting, maybe they can turn some of these battles around a little bit. But, you know, it's a big question mark. And I think that if we've learned anything in the portal era of college football, it's you can go out and you can pluck some receivers, you can pluck running backs, maybe pluck a quarterback, defensive backs, but you're on the line of scrimmage, you really need some homegrown guys there. You need some guys who have been 2 or 3 years in your system that understand what's going on, and it's just really tough when you're rebuilding the offensive line year after year. State tried to do that last year, and it was a disaster. Unmitigated disaster. 100%. This year, they're trying to do it again. Now, I think, you know, you've got Cannon Boone, who's a three-year starter in the middle. Maybe he can be okay. We'll see if Blake Steen can finally step up and take some spots. You've got those two JUCO guys and Shumpert Perkins and Saquon Miles. It'll be year two for them. But you're also relying on a number of transfers there. On the defensive line, you know, it feels like you've got Will Whitson back, and this will be his second year. And if he can stay healthy, he is a legitimate difference maker. Trevion Williams, Calvin Dinkins are back. At least give you some veteran depth, if nothing else. But, you know, you're going to be relying a lot on a guy like Dalen Evans to come in and give you some immediate help at that nose tackle position. So is he going to be able to do that? I don't know. You know, I mentioned Whitson. It's a fair question with him. Is he going to be, you know, healthy the whole year? If he is, I think he can be pretty good. I think DJ Reed is a guy who can give you some quality snaps as well. Dre Bledsoe is a guy who can give you some quality snaps. And for all the jokes we made, Big Diesel Moy does his job. They put him out there to eat up space on third and short. Buddy, he can do that. He can absolutely do that. You know, and then you have that jack position, if you want to call that a lineman or a linebacker or whatever. But there's a lot of weight on Amari Williams' shoulders this year because State did not go out and get a proven pass rush guy. And the reason that was, you know, kind of circulated out of the SEAL building was that they really like this kid and they think he can be that guy. So be it, but that puts the pressure of doing it on this kid. So for me, you know, again, it's great to have some recruiting momentum. It's great to see some commitments coming in. You do have to get some of these guys. But at the end of the day, I think what we've seen over the past couple of years is that, by and large, from a high school's perspective, you know, how many commitments are really going to stick for you? Let's take a look here. Let's look at the class of 2025. For Mississippi State. State signed a total of 29 guys. How many of these guys are going to contribute this year? Right at the top, you got one. You're doing okay here at the top. Kamario Taylor, your top-rated guy, he's going to be a big piece for Mississippi State, obviously, starting quarterback. Tyshawn Willis is a guy that, you know, didn't come in the spring, entered in the fall of his true freshman year, didn't make any kind of contribution last year. We'll see. You know, big jump from 1A football to the SEC. The thing I always said about Tyshawn was, if you're playing 1A ball, I feel like you should have monster stats if you're going to be an SEC player. He absolutely had that. But we'll see, you know, right now that's not a guy that I'm just expecting huge contributions from. Tyler Lockhart is a different guy. I expect a big contribution from him. He's going to be one of your starters. Kyle Johnson is a guy, you know, I think he's on the depth chart, but how big of a piece does he play here? That's your fourth highest rated guy. You signed six four-stars, he's one of them. To this point, doesn't look like he's ready to make a big contribution. Frizzell Shepherd's already gone, not on the team anymore. Tony Mitchell, already gone, doesn't play anymore. Davian Jackson, doesn't play anymore, gone. Spencer Dowlin, I believe, is still on the team. Let me double-check that. But let's see here. Spencer Dowlin, still at Mississippi State, but not a guy that's on the depth chart right now. Not a guy you're expecting big contributions from. A.J. Rice. Got a guy you're expecting big contributions for him. Grayson Harris in the spring game showed you a couple plays here and there, but you know he's definitely down the depth chart a little bit. He's going to be behind Anthony Evans in that slot position, so I don't know how much you really get from him this year. Joseph Skipworth at tight end, not expecting a huge thing from him at all. A.J. Lewis is already gone. Jerron Johnson never made it to campus. Saquon Miles, we just talked about him. Diesel Moy, we just talked about him. Lakavian Jackson, gone, no longer on the roster. Siku Smith Jr. Is on the roster, but not expecting much from him. Bull Mitchell, I mean, not expecting anything from him. LaKendrick James, it's a guy that coming out of JUCO I thought could maybe make a quick impact for State. Did not, and we'll see what he does this year. He's down the depth chart, though. He's playing behind Tyler Lockhart. Emeka Eloy is already gone. Mason Clinton never made it to the first fall. Jet Jefferson, we all know what happened last year. Injury plagued. We'll see if he can come back. Colin Wilson, now we're getting to the guys with, you know, lower down on the group, could play this year. Could be your number two running back. I know Lebby talked very positively about him, but hasn't done anything as of yet, and we'll have to wait and see. Jakeem Shumpert Perkins is a guy I would have penciled in as a starter. So that's a good find at this point in the in the signing class. Jabrius Stewart, not expecting much from him. Braden Turnage, not expecting him to play much this year. Matthew LaFoe, I don't think he's still on the team, is he? Let me double check that. This is the thing, he can never keep up. Yeah, still here, but not expecting anything from him. Montrell Chapman, I don't think he's here any longer. Nathan Tice, the kicker from Australia, is already gone. And then you got start getting into your transfer portal class. But those are the high school kids you signed two seasons ago. How many guys did I say we expect major contributions from in a transfer portal era world? One, two, three, maybe four out of 29. So I just can't get excited about high school recruiting like I used to. And you know, look, if you're a supporter of one of these kids, if you're their parent, I'm not trying to say these kids aren't great athletes and they don't deserve this opportunity. I'm just saying as a guy who follows college football, it's difficult to get excited about high school recruiting at all anymore, even the four-star kids, because I know that if they come in year one and their playing time isn't what they want it to be, they're going to move on. So, to that end, I would say that State has got to do a little bit better job in terms of the portal. They obviously have the resources. They signed a top 15 transfer portal class, and they were willing to go deep pockets on Jordan Seaton. But as I said at the time, and what bothers me to this day, is that they didn't have a backup plan for that. It was all the eggs were in the Jordan Seaton basket for left tackle. And when he said no, you were just kind of left, well, we've still got this money. What are we going to do with it? And there wasn't anything to do. And I said it at the beginning, and I'll say it again. State would have been much better at pushing that kind of money on a Lance Hurd or I know he got hurt, but Jacarius Peak. If he got hurt, there's nothing you could do about that. It still would have been the right decision to go after a proven left tackle. And maybe you could have gotten them for $3.5 million, maybe $4 million. You still got $2 million left to play with for other positions. Instead, you got $6 million, and it just feels like it's just kind of left over. It's just accumulating interest. So that strategy's got to be a little bit better, you know, this upcoming season. And, of course, that strategy, for it to be Jeff Lebby's strategy, he's got to win games this season. So I feel like I'm you know, talking out of both sides of my mouth maybe a little bit. I do, you know, I'm glad State got these commitments. They needed a little juice on the recruiting trail. I'll be interested to see. I think next weekend the top player in the state, Mitchell Turner, who's from Louisville, who's supposed to be very good friends with the commitment that happened today, and Aiden McDonald. He's supposed to visit Mississippi State this upcoming week. 6'3", 275-pound defensive lineman, number 48 player in the nation, one of the top defensive linemen in the country. Getting him would be a statement. Getting him would be like, okay, they're going to be all right. They're going to figure this out. But, you know, if you're looking right now at the top, Mississippi State's highest rated commit in the state right now is ninth. The top eight right now, Mitchell Turner is going to visit Mississippi State. So we'll see what happens. But Caden Moss, the lineman out of Jackson Academy, nobody expects him at Mississippi State. Ben Jarvis Shoemaker already committed to Ole Miss. Antonio Berry, I don't believe that Mississippi State is going to land him. I could be wrong, but I don't believe they are. Sam Lejeune, the defensive lineman out of Poplarville, like I said, leading Florida State. Frederick Ford visited here a few weeks ago. The linebacker out of Greenwood could be a Mississippi State lean, but nobody's put in a crystal ball on that. Derwin Fields, the edge rusher out of Brookhaven, has already committed to Texas. And then you have Ty Keys, the running back from Poplarville, who's committed to Miami. Then you get to number nine, Christian Alexander, the running back from Tunica, who's committed to Mississippi State. This is a program that was built on the back of dominating the state of Mississippi, and you're just not doing it anymore. And it's not that. At least I guess you could feel a little bit better about the fact that it's not just Ole Miss taking six of the top eight and leaving you with what's left. It is other schools coming in. Alabama, Texas, Miami, I mentioned them, Florida State. LSU has obviously been a big factor in Mississippi and is going to continue to be now that Lane Kiffin is over there. Auburn is going to recruit this state. Arkansas, everybody is. You know, there's talent to be had here. The genie is finally out of the bottle. There are big-time football players in the state of Mississippi. Mississippi State has got to find a way to get more of them. Now, the easiest way to do that, as I said earlier, is just to start winning. I feel like with Lebby, I feel like his personality, I think he relates to the high school players. I think he does a good job, you know, making them feel at home. I think, especially from an offensive standpoint, people want to play in his system. And I think Arnett, defensive players will want to play in his system because both of them are aggressive. They allow you to they allow for superstars to look like superstars. You know, I would think if you're a DB and you're looking at schools, Mississippi State should be very attractive to you. You know, Arnett, while he was here, coached what? Martin Emerson, and then Emmanuel Forbes, and then DeCameron Richardson. All those guys are in the NFL right now. You know, and Kelly Jones will be the next one. So that should, you know, that should help that along there. But on the offensive and defensive line, State's got to find a way to get better in the high school ranks. I don't, because I just don't think you can portal your way out of that. I just don't. You know, it would have been great to get Jordan Seaton, and he would have solved a big problem for Mississippi State, but they still, I don't know how great they would have been along the rest of the way. Got to figure that out from a high school perspective. State's got to do a better job of that. So a good day for State on the recruiting. I'm already seeing the doom and gloom meme. I know it's going to happen. But it is what it is, guys. Like, I'm glad they got these recruits, but they got to get more difference makers. If you're either you need to get some more difference makers, especially on the offensive and defensive line, or, you know, when we talk about December in the portal class, you got to go from 15 to 10 to 8, something like that. You got to really get some guys in here that can play, make some differences for you for Mississippi State. But it's a good day for Mississippi State. I'll definitely say that. And I like the Hudson commitment. I think he and Alexander make a good duo. I think they're the kind of backs that can thrive in Jeff Lebby's offense, in that they're explosive. They can make plays after the catch. They can make plays in the open field. They have yards after contact ability. I really like those two pickups. The rest of them, we'll just have to wait and see. Like I said, another commitment coming that I especially am going to like. You'll figure out why when the time comes. But that's a good day for Mississippi State. Glad always a good day when we can play the song here on Thunder and Lightning. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother here in Starkville. We were at Two Brothers just the other day. What a fantastic place to go, man. I just love Two Brothers. It's just great. There's a reason why when people come to town, they're like, where should we go eat? Just go to Two Brothers. It's always my first suggestion. And it's my suggestion to you. This summer, if you're going to be in Starkville, summertime in Starkville, always a fantastic time. You know, it's a little less busy around the places, so it's easier to find a table. It's easier to get in. Maybe you should make it not so much, though. If you're in Starkville, if you're going to be around lunchtime, dinner time, head to the Cotton District and see my friends at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They do it for over 50 years. Guys, if you are looking for business technology, if you're looking for any kind of computers, laptops, printers, copiers, information systems, Advantage Business Systems has them, and they have great deals on them. But more importantly, they have the guarantee of service after the sale. Anybody will sell it to you. Who's there for you when something goes wrong? Who can you call and get same-day repairs from? That's the difference that Advantage Business Systems provides, and they've been doing it for a long, long time. That's why they're still open. That's why they've been doing this for 50 years. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. Go find some awesome Mississippi State gear. Father's Day is this week. We finally made it. You got time if you're here in Starkville. Go see my friends at Maroon & Co. and use our promo code THUNDER15. You'll save 15% off your purchase. Dad loves saving money, so help him out. Get Dad a brand new Mississippi State polo, pullover, hat, some awesome Adidas footwear, or any of the other great gifts they have at Maroon & Co. Maroon & Co, MaroonCo.com. That's the place to shop for the Mississippi State dad in your life. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. Guys, what is there not to like about Scruggs? Talking about Father's Day. Every dad wants you to go to Scruggs and get him something there. Whatever dad likes to do around the house, Scruggs has a gift for it. And if dad likes to keep his yard looking tip-top, they have the best gift, the John Deere zero-turn mowers. Great deals available on those. Great financing available. Go get dad a John Deere. You may bring a tear to his eye if he walks outside on Father's Day and sees a brand-new, shiny John Deere zero-turn out there waiting for him. Whatever dad likes to do around the house, Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden has the gift that makes it better. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, they have what you want for less. Landowners in the state of Mississippi, Good Hope Land and Timber, is the name to know. If you are a landowner and you're just wondering, how can I best manage my land, my resources, my timber? What do I need to do? Who do I need to talk to? You need to talk to Good Hope Land and Timber because they can make that easier for you. They are experts in their field. They'll be experts in your field with a simple phone call. And if you're trying to buy or sell land, Good Hope Land and Timber can certainly take care of that for you as well. A couple hundred or a couple thousand acres, it doesn't matter. The purchase is ready to be made with Good Hope Land and Timber. Call them today at 601-442-9888, or you can visit them online at g-hope.com. Good Hope Land and Timber, locally trusted, landowner approved. As we're sitting here, it's 3:48 on a Sunday, and I see that Troy has just tied up Ole Miss in the College World Series. Interesting game, going back and forth there. I saw Hunter Elliott finally called for a balk. Let's just be honest about Hunter Elliott. He balks a lot, and it never gets called. It's going to be kind of funny if it's his last game ever, and he finally gets called for a balk. His pickoff move is as close to a balk as you – I mean, you could call it a balk, and nobody can really argue with you. So, from a baseball standpoint, Mississippi State added another player earlier. I guess that was – when was that, Friday that they got this kid in? Carson Fair is the name, a relief pitcher from Memphis. Had 10 saves last year for the Tigers. You know, we've been talking about it for quite some time. Mississippi State desperately – well, desperately is not the right word, but they need bullpen guys, all right? They need some guys back there on the back end. They need strike throwers, guys who have the ability to get people out, the proven ability. We're not talking about projects. We're not talking about, oh, he's got great velocity and we think we can – I don't want to hear – when it comes to baseball recruiting, it's from a pitching standpoint, what I don't want to hear is I think we can. I don't want to hear I think we can. It's that I know he can. I know that guy can get outs. Sign him up. I think he can be a great pitcher. Not interested. Because this year is not the time for projects. You've got an incredible core of pitchers coming back. You've got the potential SEC player of the year in your lineup. You got a couple of other really good pieces. You've added a couple of good pieces from the portal already. You're going to continue to do that. This is a team that next year should be in contention for a national title. I don't have time for I think he can. I don't think that's the way it should work. I think it should be, I know he can. I'd rather take a guy who throws 91 to 93, but I've seen him get outs at this level, than see a guy who throws 95 to 97, but he struggled with command. But we think we can fix that. No, that's not going to work for me this year. I think he can doesn't work. I know he can works. And I don't know how, you know, we got a long way to go in the portal, right? State's probably going to pick up another 5 to 6 bullpen arms. They obviously need to get a first baseman, second baseman, third baseman, another outfielder. They need to get some depth as well. They got to see how the MLB draft pans out for them, who's coming and who's staying. But to me, this needs to be a very – the projectability doesn't need to be the biggest thing for Mississippi State. Production needs to be the biggest thing. They need to have seen these guys do it. You're going to put together a starting rotation – and I think, you know, asking me, I don't know. You saw this weekend McPherson and Tomas both said they were coming back. Not that there was any doubt in my mind that they were going to come back. Those two guys and then Stone on Sunday or Bauer on Sunday, or is Bauer going to be your closer? I think you're best served with Bauer as your closer, but that's a guy who's going to want to start. He's going to want to show that he can do it, but maybe that's a thing where you close him this year and then next year you bring him along as a starter. I don't know. The idea of Bauer as a closer is very attractive for obvious reasons, right? A guy coming out of the pen in the ninth inning throwing 100 from the left side and with that breaking stuff that he has, that's what you want. That's what you want to see. But you got to get some guys in that bullpen that you can absolutely trust. State didn't have that this year. You know, there wasn't a single guy that when he came out of the bullpen, I was just like, all right, he'll get out of this. You know, Davis was probably the closest thing, but even he was definitely shaky, especially, you know, State didn't have an inning eater this year. And I would like to see a guy like that come in, a guy that I can get, you know, if it goes bad and you just get involved in a slugfest and he's got to come in the bottom of the fourth and I need him to get into the bottom of the seventh, I need somebody like that. You know, Preston Johnson, Houston Harding before he moves to the starting rotation. Somebody like that needs to be in that line, in that bullpen. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, though. That's going to be the interesting thing. I do know I'm not worried about the transfer portal class. I know it'll be full of talent. It's just going to be a question of, is it full of guys that can play day one and you can trust in the roles that you're going to give them in. But still a long way to go on the transfer portal class for Mississippi State. They got a lot of holes to fill because they're losing a lot of guys. But if there's one thing I'm going to do at this point, I'm going to trust the evaluations and I'm going to trust Brian O'Connor. But at the same time, production over projectability. I think he can. No, I know he can. Yes, that's how I want to look at things from a baseball perspective. All right, tomorrow's show, Carlo back. SEC preview is Georgia. Let's go through that. Later this week, first opponent preview. We are 12 weeks away from the start of the college football season. And if you're your first time listening to Thunder and Lightning, then you need to know we start at the end. We start at the end so that on week one, we're at week one. We're going to talk about the Egg Bowl this week and the Ole Miss Rebels, first year under Pete Golding. What's that game going to be like? I don't know. We'll talk about it later this week. Plus, I'm sure we'll have more to discuss as the transfer portal and everything else continues to happen here at Mississippi State. Guys, have a great Monday, and I'll be back with you very soon, as will Carlo Barone and Brooks Bryan. Talk to you again soon. For Carlo, I'm Brian. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.